Hey, Russ.
Good evening.
Good evening, and thank you for being here.
Thanks for inviting me over.
Yeah, we had to hustle down here and do one quick. Yeah. Do one quick.
Wait,
because
what are we doing?
Well, the World Cup's going to be over at some point, and Russ has feelings about soccer that he would like to get out.
I never said that to everyone.
Yes.
I never said that.
Yes. So tell us about soccer.
It's a game, 11 on 11, men and women, normally not co-ed.
Not on the field at the same time.
Not on the field at the same time. They play it on a pitch.
A pitch, yes.
A pitch, that's what they call the field.
Which is, it's pitch because it's pitched, it's slanted. The whole thing angles one direction.
Now look at you telling falsities.
Falsehoods?
That too.
Making falsehoods, little red
and
falsehood.
And they can only use, 10 of the 11 people on a team can only use their feet.
You're correct.
And the other guy can use his hands if the ball is kicked to him from an opposing player. But if it's kicked to him by a teammate, he only can use his feet.
That sounds right.
And then there's a half moon D at the top of the penalty area that...
Which is how many yards from the back sideline?
18.
Correct.
Look at me. See, you thought I was just like...
We're goddamn soccer knowers. That's what we are.
I have a basic... And then I got briefed up on why people are obsessed with Messi. And who's the other guy that had a really bad bronze bust made of him?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, sounds like there's people have opinions.
They have feelings
about it. Strong opinions.
Yes.
But other than that, it's a fine activity for people. I don't believe in soccer.
You know, it's not a belief system.
I believe playing soccer is dumb. They average running 7 miles during a game over 90 minutes. They're not making good time.
Oh! Personally, you do not believe in playing soccer.
Personally, so I don't believe in running.
I was going to say you don't also personally believe in playing Division I college football, but you're a fan of the sport.
Well, yeah, two completely different things.
Right.
But yeah, that's my take on soccer.
I've always thought you'd be a screaming defensive end in D1 college football.
Yeah.
Just getting around the corner.
All 189 of me. I'm the next David Pollux.
Welcome to One Beer, One Song, Emergency World Cup episode.
This was not planned. We didn't plan on recording. I'm just going to come over and we're going to watch the Atlanta United game. And
at this point, who the hell knows when I will actually get this posted, but as of... We try not to make timely references, but we just got finished watching Atlanta United and Portland Timbers come to a draw.
Boy, howdy, does your spouse
to a draw
have emotions when watching soccer?
She has a huge soccer boner, for sure.
It was huge.
I mean, all the players are beautiful, so I don't fault her, but like
I'm still horny.
She's obsessed with Atlanta United. The way most men casually cheer for American football. And then when I see that, I'm like, oh, that's what it's like to be with, okay, right.
But in a
much more attractive
package.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, we're at the show. We're doing a show. And on the show, of course, we underappreciate, miscategorize beer and or song, sometimes multiple beer, sometimes multiple songs, never know hot, scorching sports coverage. And in this case... You came over to watch the football game, and we weren't planning on recording. And then we were like,
"Hey, a recording session broke out.
I'm here, you're here, we're both naked. Let's record." So we decided to record. But what's interesting about that is that typically when we record, I will go to the liquor store, or you will go to the liquor store, and we'll stare at the beer cooler and then have thoughts about that. And we'll even talk about the experience of buying beer at the store. In this case,
together,
there was no preparation.
Nope.
So it was, let's dig in the back of Tony's fridge and see what we got going on. And the result of that, Russ is currently pouring into the cups. I don't know how well the cap, I saw him open it, but I don't know how well the cap sounded, made it sound.
It didn't sound good.
Well, that's indicative of what's going on in the bottle here. What do we got?
This is a bottle conditioned ale.
Shocking.
This was released in 2017 by Three Taverns. It's a craft brewery. Share a bottle, store a bottle. ThreeTavernsBrewery.com. Heavy Bell, bourbon barrel aged quadruple. 10% by volume.
A Belgian quad, then, as it were.
Burgeon. Burgeon?
Burgeon?
1.9.
Drinking a Burgeon quad?
Heavy Bell's bourbon.
When did you lose your virginity?
Heavy Bell is a bourbon barrel aged Belgian side quadruple ale.
Belgian side quadruple ale?
Shut your mouth.
This
By
is great.
Taking no, just... our Quasimodo and then aging it to perfection in 8-year-old bourbon barrels, we produced a full bodied ale of incredible richness and complexity. Every drop will leave your senses ringing. Cheers.
Do you read punctuation ever?
So this bottle.
Leave your
weird.
Singing senses ringing. Cheers.
Alcohol.
How do you ring cheers?
Alk. 10% by volume. Is that better?
Sure.
So the it's hard to read this label because it wraps 3/4 of a way around it. So it's not an optimal bottle to read.
If you would like to email us actual episode script content, you can write your own One Beer One Song episode, and if you send it to us, Russ will read it. And so, it will be amazing. So this is a Belgian quad. It's June something, and it's super hot outside today.
So this is the perfect refreshing beer.
Refreshing 10% Belgian quad.
It's 89 degrees outside with a humidity of also 89%.
I will say it is much cooler here in my dank-ass basement.
It's not dank-ass anymore, is it?
Well, it's of manageable humidity because we have a $1,500 commercial dehumidifier that runs constantly.
Stop bragging.
Yeah, I'm bragging about my dank ass basement.
Now for 10%, it held a hint of a head for a hot second.
This is a
big boy.
This is some getting some fruit jerky on the nose here.
Yeah, some sweetness.
It's tasty. It's good. And you know what? Because of the time of year it is, like, I just don't drink beers like this now. Like, I haven't had a beer like this in probably 7 months. So this is great. This is nice. And it's nice that we're down here where the temperature is actually in the low 60s in my basement. It's not 90 Brazilian degrees outside.
It's 89 degrees.
Tom. Outside, right. But it's also 89,000% humidity.
This
is tasty.
It is tasty. I could go for it's a little thin on the mouthfeel.
Thin?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm getting, the flavor is big, but it's not, it doesn't have that sort of like palate dominating, like, you know that thing, you know the movie Weird Science?
I know the premise.
Weird Science. Anyway,
our next category is science.
Anthony Michael Hall and the other guy, and Kelly LeBrock and Bill Paxton, RIP. And this actually has to do. Remember the creature that Kelly LeBrock turns Bill Paxton into, the giant, like, flatulating, round green troll thing that he's in the kitchen? Like,
I have a confession. I missed the 80s.
Well, I know that, but certainly you've seen Weird Science.
I have not.
Holy fucking shit.
I know the premise of the movie. I know she's hot.
I don't know how. So. That was real. Absolutely.
That's a laugh fart.
How do you. I'm trying to think of how someone like reads Twitter and translates that to reality without having that Weird Science lens in your. Stack of lenses.
I understand the premise of the movie.
What is the premise of the movie? Explain to me what happens.
Horny teens create perfect woman, and then 80s havoc. There's probably a montage. Happy ending.
There actually is a fantastic montage at the end. And it's super stressful because they have to clean up their house before their parents get home.
Tony, you could watch a documentary on roses growing and that would be stressful to you.
Oh, God, yeah. No, yeah. Like, this is, sleeping is stressful for me. Like,
is the puppy going to make it?
But I don't live life on the edge of the cliff, but, like, you know, watching things.
What do you mean, things? Everything is
TV
a thing.
TV things where I'm expected to be invested in the plot. Like, I
but
just can't
deal. But you
love
Stranger Things.
Yeah, but that
was
like.
Angsty with kids that could die.
True, but. The angst, most of the angst just came from Winona Ryder. And we're only talking about season one. I haven't seen season two. I kind of feel like they shouldn't have made a season two. Honestly, like, they should have just wrapped it up.
What they shouldn't have made a season two of is 13 Reasons Why. There was no reasons for that. No. Hannah's dead. Let it go.
No idea what you're talking about.
It's another thing on Netflix.
So back to the beer. The giant green flatulating toad monster that Kelly LeBrock turns Bill Paxton into.
Why would she do that?
Near the end of the movie, because he's a total dickhead in the movie. He's awesome. He's Chet. You hear the character Chet. You stewed butt wad. Like, that's, I mean, when Bill Paxton died, tragically,
he died
very early. Everybody's like, oh, Twister, whatever else. And there were no weird science mentions. And I'm like, are you fucking people serious right now?
Like, and you didn't do like a death thing for him.
I've stopped doing the death things.
Why?
Because of the Happy Birth Time Twitter account is so good that it renders my jokes completely pointless and meaningless.
What is the handle for that account?
Happy Birth Time or Happy Birth, whatever.
You never shared this with me.
What
else are you hiding?
It's great. The account is great. So I don't do RIP posts anymore. But when Bill Paxton died, everybody was like, Twister and Bird. And nobody was talking about weird science. No weird science mentions. And I was like, that is clearly the best thing that he or anyone else in that movie has ever done in their entire career. And you're completely glossing over it. So,
so how does this come back to the beer?
I keep trying to tee it up. The big giant round, and I'm waving my arms. I'm gesticulating wildly.
Quasi-wildly.
That guy, like, the mouthfeel you're looking for is that thing sitting on your tongue, just like, hey, I'm on your tongue. I'm a Belgian quad and barrel-aged. Hello.
That
I'm going to take over your whole mouth place.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want that.
Well, I mean, disgusting in a fun, caramelly, roasty way.
I am a third into my glass, and goodness, it's 10%. Now, I am. We did. I had did.
You had
words.
Did?
I had did. I had did two beers during the soccer game.
I like it.
So this beer is coming on strong.
Excellent. Should we, you know what? My computer has gone to sleep. I don't even know if we're recording anymore. Oh, goodness, we are. Thankfully.
Oh, thank God.
Thankfully. We have certainly done dumber things before. So on these shows, I want to try something new.
You didn't run this past me.
I know, because it's new.
Okay.
I think that we should listen to a song.
Go on.
That's it.
Okay.
I'm glad you are very agreeable today. You must be super drunk.
Can we theme for Mr. Rogers?
We can, yeah, if you want.
Coco the ape died recently.
Correct.
Coco knew, she understood 2,000 English words, mm-hmm. could sign hundreds, if not low thousand, mm-hmm. could communicate. She met Mr. Rogers. She loved Mr. Rogers. Well, let me tell you this story about Coco before I tell you that story. Coco once ripped the sink off her wall in her cage. And when they said, Coco, what did you do? She said, the cat did it.
Nice.
She signed, the cat did it, which I like this ape sense of humor. But she loved Mr. Rogers. So Mr. Rogers and her visited one time. And do you know what she did when she saw Mr. Rogers?
She told him that she was a cat?
No, she did to him what he was always doing to himself. So she took off his shoes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Was Coco ever at Zoo Atlanta?
That was Willie B.
Willie B, that's right, that's right.
It's a completely different animal. No, Willie was male. Coco, God, Jesus, where are you getting your ape content?
When they die, I get little snippets of what has happened in their lives.
Mr. Rogers' theme. It's a great one. It's a good song.
So you're saying we should that's just the glockenspiel.
Could you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi neighbor. Howdy ho. Oakley doakley.
Honey, we're going to need to make the fence way higher.
So what song do you want to do?
Double fence.
I need a double fence and a moat.
You know those fences that are double fences? I want one of those. In total, again, we ran down in the basement and hit record without any plan in place.
That's so off-brand for us.
Dug a beer out of the back of the... What's funny is to think that the other episodes, like all the other episodes leading up to this one, involve some planning.
I think there's been like a time or two where you wrote some things down before hitting the record button, but that was it.
Like as we're talking, like, oh, remember to talk about
this.
Facebook. So yeah, dug a beer out of the back of my fridge. It's this Belgian quad from Three Taverns.
I don't think it could go much longer though. Sitting in the back of your fridge.
No, I don't think so either.
It needs
to
be drunk. And so if you're sitting on one of these,
yeah,
cheers.
Yeah, wrap it up. It's tasty. There are no off flavors. But it's not effervescent, though you wouldn't look for that in a Belgian quad.
Excuse me, I'm looking for, what kind of Belgian quad are you looking for? It's
like, you pour it in like a port wine glass and someone's like, my Belgian quad is flat. So in typical fashion here, as if you've listened to more than, I don't know, four episodes.
I'm sorry.
You've probably, that too, you've probably heard us play a song by Trampled by Turtles because I'm a big fan of that band.
I've seen them with you.
You have. And wait, have you?
What's the mandate you and Keith go on every year?
Old 97.
Oh, sorry. I have not seen Trampled by Turtles with you.
Trampled by Turtles. Duluth, Minnesota bluegrass band. I think if we do a song of theirs, this episode will be like the fifth time we've done Trampled by Turtles on here. But they just came out with a new album. And so we've got new content and we need a song, and this is easy to do. So we are going to do off their new album that was just released in April. They released it on... No?
Trampling Boogaloo.
They released it on May 4th. The album is called Life is Good on the Open Road, and the song is called We All Get Lonely.
Aww.
There was never any simple way to leave this behind. Never any words to say to speed up the time. Positive and moving toward a home we can't find. Yeah, I never meant to make it any harder. Winter comes and it gets dark and the branches creak and moan. Straighten up your shirt and head out on your own. Shake the little demons out of the corners of your mind. With you here, I know we can go farther. We all get lonely. There's no way around it. We all get
song that encapsulates the feelings we all have from time to time.
I mean, I love it. I'm pretty unabashed fanboy of everything that Dave Simonette does.
It's unlike anything I've ever heard that you've played by for me by them.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of it's.
For One Beer, One Song ringtones, you can go to onebeeronesong.com/ringtones and hear things like that.
Also, the strings, whenever they entered, I think it was in the chorus, they had this really jarring vibrato, just like...
So isn't vibrato just a way to expand your range of in-tunedness?
Oh my God.
Is that not?
This is how you feel every week when we record, isn't
it? And I'm holding my hands up with, they're like six palms, like 6 inches apart to like to show the expanding range. And now Russ is angrily typing on his phone. So I'm just going to assume I'm right that when you
the technical definition for vibrato, a rapid, slight variation in pitch in singing or playing some musical instruments, producing a stronger or richer tone.
Stronger, richer tone to be like, I'm in tune now. What about now? Hey, I'm in tune now. I'm in tune.
Tone. It didn't say intonation. You are flexing the intonation of the pitch.
But are you changing the pitch in the vibrato? Yeah. Or are you staying on the pitch? So no, it's a lateral.
Yeah, there's an alteration to the pitch. It's ma.
Don't ever do that again.
Ma.
I mean, it is kind of nice.
Na 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 na.
But it is like, so why? I mean, so it sounds richer because it just vibrates?
If you just held a note on a keyboard mm-hmm. with the sustained pedal down. Mm-hmm. Ba.
Correct. And then if I added vibrato to it.
Ba.
You son of a bitch.
But their vibrato entrances was quite jarring.
Okay.
And it seemed to be by design, or they just copied and pasted what they did three times.
Any fucking way.
But then they stopped doing it, so it was an interesting kind of.
They like to keep the fans guessing.
I never heard something slow by them, so thanks for sharing something
nice. I did like their best songs are the slow ones. I can't believe we haven't played the slow ones. Then.
You keep playing the fast ones.
The screamers, the wheedle-eedle, bluegrass wheedle-eedles.
What does that mean?
The wheedle-eedle. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, the wheedle.
No, that's not how it goes. That's a bad Wayne's World guitar playing.
One beer, one song / ringtones.
Pickin' is...
That's pickin', though. I mean, wheedle comes from 80s hair metal of like wheedle.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
And then there's also jigga jigga and chugga chugga.
Jungonk, jungonk, jungonk.
Yes, that too, also.
Okay.
That also. So.
There was the lull.
No, I was trying. What were we actually talking about? I like that song. It's the part is, I need to read all the lyrics because I don't know the full arc of the song, but the lyric that stuck out to me, obviously the chorus is, we all get lonely. And then we make it through. And the reality is, like, not everyone makes it through when they get super lonely. And so that might be one of those things where, like, it's
I'm
like,
not ready to talk about Anthony Bourdain.
Right. I mean, that's like,
I'm pretty fucked up about it.
Yeah. I mean, so that's a thing I would call into question I would put a pin in that to go and follow up on it later. But again, we're doing this.
Put a pin in Russ's sadness.
This is an emergency soccer podcast. And so we can't waste time dealing with that though. However, we do need to talk about Russ's fear of 16-ounce cans of beer.
So I figured this out. I did something I never do, which was listen to an episode, and I made it, I think, about 7 minutes through before I threw my headphones across the room. But I know why I don't like tall boys. Aluminum is not a good insulator.
Yes, it is. It's fine.
And when you have a tall boy and you're holding the tall boy in your hot, hot hand, you're just transmitting nothing but heat into that can. So the bottom third of a tall boy just isn't good eats.
So you're absolutely right. Aluminum is not a good insulator.
It
is
a very good up the point of saying, oh, so you've never had a pint of beer, or as your wife would say, I'm like, well, glass is a better insulator, and chances are if I'm having it at a glass, I'm not holding the glass. For whatever reason, glasses go on bars and tables. Cans, for whatever reason, stay in my hand.
I do. I have had that that thing where I'll go to a show and I'll get, you know, I'll drink a few pints of beer while I'm there. And at the end of the show, I'm like, man, my elbow is tired. I'm holding this glass all night long. Like, it's just so much work.
So it comes from a place of logic and reasoning, like eating wings with one hand. It makes sense.
Nope. Completely insane. I have
one clean hand.
I agree with you that aluminum is a poor insulator.
Congratulations.
It is a very good conductor of energy. And so you are absolutely right that it would be conducting.
Wait. What did you say?
I said you're absolutely right.
Wait, hold on. Can you make that a ringtone? Just for me. Okay, when you call.
Well, give it a couple seconds. Russ, you are absolutely right.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
And that you could set that to be when you receive a text. Every time you receive a text.
Russ, you were right. Oh my God, it's the best thing ever. I feel like Miss Piggy.
You are absolutely right about the physics of aluminum.
Yes.
However, you using that to explain your problem with tall boys is completely bullshit.
It's completely on brand for me.
You are completely bullshitting.
No,
here, right?
I'm not.
It is very on brand, but I'm not going to let you get out of this one.
But it's true. It's how I feel. And I'm entitled to how I feel, Tony.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you how you feel is incorrect.
So I should just shut up and drink warm,
completely
nasty beer?
Miss the boat on this one.
No. I have logic and reasoning on my side. All we know is history and science and how I feel.
What the? Actually, I would like to spread this little tidbit out for everyone involved. Take another sip of this flat Belgian quad in 90 degree weather.
So we didn't get to viewer mail because we didn't get to any viewer mail. And
is this
again,
an emergency episode?
This is an emergency episode.
There is no mail. Like,
so
we didn't reach
out. I will
out.
Tell you that we're going to, a friend of the show, Megan, sent me an article that.
Wait. I loved it. Say Megan again.
Hold on. Megan.
Closer.
Like, so bad with her name.
So anyway, it's fine. Megan. You can call her Megan.
Megan.
You can call her Megan. It's fine.
Megan. It's an eggs.
Megan.
Megan.
Say egg.
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 And then just put and a gun at the end of it.
Egg. Gun.
Megan.
Megan.
Okay. So friend of the show, Megan.
Oh, thank you. Next time, we'll just say that. She sent me this really great medium read article on the punk band in Athens that then cooks after meals or after shows. They do a punk rock show and everybody's sweating. They're like, okay, let's dive for some vegan cuisine. So I sent that to you, and we both need to reread it and get that. So I think we have that upcoming content. Again, please tweet or Facebook us your questions about life, relationship advice, best things to sous vide.
Yeah, and honestly, like
financial questions you have about your future.
I hate to get all Ira Glass, but I'm so gonna do all the Ira Glass right now. If go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars
and
then
trash
just trash us.
It's bad content. We know it's not good.
Apple doesn't read the reviews, but we love the reviews. We will 100% read them on the air. You're probably in your car right now.
So don't text and drive.
Or you're listening on headphones and look at yourself. And
question why you're listening.
Ask
to this.
Yourself, have I gone to iTunes and reviewed this? And the answer is probably no. And so if that's you, then it's free and go do that. And it actually, for every like or every 5-star review we get on iTunes, Apple actually pays us $600,000. Mm-hmm. So, it's important for my family that you do that so that my son can continue to eat
food. And have that surgery. Yeah. But also, you know, it is during Pledge Drive, you know, we count on the people who've donated in the past, of course, but we're really talking to those of you who've never donated. So please help us out. And we'll send you, if you donate $100, we'll send you this awesome $5 koozie.
We'll send you a ringtone and
of your choosing.
Of your choosing. And actually, the ringtone is coming up right now. Russ, make the ringtone.
Which one am I supposed to do?
Just the good one. I don't know. The good one. The spiritual one. Nailed it.
Bye.
Bye.
Testes. Have you donned the gown?
Save it for the goddamn podcast, for fuck's sake.